Welcome, welcome, welcome back to People Under the Scares, where we give you all things chilling, unusual, nightmarish, and titillating in horror. This is Mike.
And this is Bobby, and Mike is drunk.
Mike is not drunk. Mike has only had two glasses of... It's a $4 wine from Aldi. I don't remember. It's something with the owl on it.
See, but this is how I know you're drunk, because when you speak to yourself, like you're speaking about yourself in third person, which you never do. Yeah.
What?
Yes. Did I just do that? You just did. You're like, Mike is not drunk. Mike is. You literally just spoke to yourself in third person.
I thought I said I.
No.
Okay. Okay. I am having my second glass of Cabernet Sauvignon. And it was $4 at Aldi, so I got three bottles in a year. So today, this week, we are going to be playing a game related to Black Horror Infinity. So we are going to be playing 6 Degrees of Black Horror, which is a play on words or the phrase 6 Degrees of Separation. And if you do not know what that is, it is the idea that all people are 6 or fewer social connections away from each other. So what we have decided to do, wanted to have a little fun today. So we have a list of 100 actors and actresses who have been in horror movies. And these are 100 Black actors and actresses who have been in horror movies. So what we are going to be doing is trying to connect 2 random names from this list in 6 movies or less. Now, the movies that connect them don't have to be horror. And the actors or actresses that connect them in the movies also do not have to be horror and do not have to be Black. Mm. Confusing, right? I know, because I just confused myself when I said it. So, for example, let's say we pop up the names Grace Jones and Jada Pinkett. What you would do to connect those two, you have Grace Jones. She was in Boomerang with Eddie Murphy, which connects Eddie Murphy to Jada Pinkett in The Nutty Professor. So you see that's one movie because it's just Boomerang. So that's one connection. So we need to do each round. Ooh, the string. Each round with 6 movies or less. It's crazy. We might fail every fucking time, but we're going to have a good time with it anyway.
Hell okay. Yeah. I'm excited. This is going to be a lot of fun. I have my good old friend IMDb pull right on up because child, depending on what character come out, it's going to be a struggle trying to figure out some of these movies and which actors. And I might know the actor. I just might forget their name. So that's why I have IMDb
that's fine.
As well. So
as long as we can describe who it is, that'll be fine.
Okay. Well, let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
Without further ado, let's get these two. And yes, I'm choosing these numbers randomly with a random number generator online. So let's see what 2 numbers we are getting. We have number 73 and 87. So on the list, number 73 is Omar Epps.
Okay.
And number 87 it's Kelly Rowland. Let's see if we can connect these two people.
I'm just going to say
Black Horror.
First of all, both iconic people. Off subject real quick. Y'all going to leave my girl Kelly Rowland alone. Especially that stupid bitch from Bravo, whatever, Bethany Frankel. Because how dare you try to comfort her because Kelly walked out on set because she wanted a bigger run when she was guest hosting on one of those stupid talk shows. Do you guys not know who Kelly Rowland is? Even though she's not Beyonce, the bitch is still legendary. And if she want to walk out on set because they give her this small ass run, then I'm going to do the same thing. And Miss Bethany want to sit here and talk about... you should be grateful. You know, you got all get smaller rooms, but the thing is, like, J-Lo get a bigger room and Kelly Rowland gets the small one. So you're just going to give this girl a small room on Black History fucking month? Just because J-Lo got that fucking weak ass album out, This Is Me Now. Nobody cares about This Is You Now. You know what? All right, let's go. I'm sorry.
Hold on. We not bringing J-Lo into this. Hold on. Hold on. That has nothing to... J-Lo has nothing to do with this.
She does.
We're not going to do that.
She does.
She does. She doesn't have nothing to do with this.
Because she wants
to... No, she doesn't.
She's in the conversation.
No, she isn't. Is she?
Because they gave her the bigger room And Kelly, and they can. And Kelly was just like, "Well, what the fuck?" Like, just, and she, I think J Lo was just like a guest, where Kelly Rowland was guest host, meaning that she was there for the whole show. Where J Lo was just there to promote her weak ass album. And listen, I used to like J Lo from, you know, Jenny from the Block back then, but now,
not Jenny from the Black.
Jenny from the Black. I'm still Jenny from the Black. I'm just talking about Bethany because I'm defending my girl Kelly Rowland, especially on this month, because people always diminish her to make her seem like she's a smaller person, and she's not. Like, she's been in the game for a long time. Just because she's not Beyonce doesn't mean that she has to be taking these little things handed to her and then say, oh, you have to be grateful. No, Kelly Rowland is 40 something years old and been in the game since she was a teenager, and she's been popping out albums solo with the group, doing movies and shit like that. She's doing Netflix movies. Get the fuck out of here. So y'all not gonna sit there and do my girl like that and say, oh, she should
I
be
will
grateful.
Say I do think if you are guest hosting, you should have a room that is to your standard.
Mm-hmm.
But we also know Jennifer Lopez is known for making sure that she has shit to her standard. So if Kelly decides, mm-hmm. I'm not happy with this, I'm walking. And also, yep. Bethany, to what you said, Kelly's been in the game. Bethany's not in the game. She is a reality television
star. So shut the fuck up. You shouldn't be saying anything.
I'm sure who has other like businesses and shit. But still, that's a completely different thing.
Child, nobody's drinking her nasty ass wine. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, let's get back on subject. Kelly Rowland and
is it $4?
Mike, I would not let you buy that. We're not supporting that. Not on Black History Month. Okay, so
no, I'm not buying it.
Okay, so
and her wine would not be $4. I'm sure
overpriced. It's gonna be
so
like,
let's start. Should we start with Omar Epps since he's been in more movies?
Because
I'm trying to think what the connection would be. So Omar Epps, actually Kelly Rowland's in a smaller amount of movies, so maybe we should start with her.
Okay,
to see what we can connect with. So she was in Bad Hair.
That was the first.
She was in Bad Hair. Who was in Bad Hair? We have Laverne Cox. We have Vanessa Williams.
Vanessa Williams, yes. Usher. Usher was in here for a little bit.
Okay. We might be on. Oh, we got it. We already got it. Stay on that. So we got Kelly Rowland to Usher in Black Hair.
Yes.
Then we have Usher to Josh Hartnett in The Faculty. And then we have oh shit. Who was it again?
Wait. Omar Epps.
I had it in my head and I lost it. Omar Epps. Yes. Okay, so The Faculty. And then we have Josh Hartnett with LL Cool J in Halloween H2O. And then we got LL Cool J and Omar Epps.
Oh, in that movie. Yeah. And I was just watching that on BET.
In 2D.
Mm-hmm.
How many movies was that? That wasn't six. That was
less. That was like four.
Wow, trying to keep track of that. That was less than six. See, that's how you do it. So we got Kelly Rowland from Black Hair connecting to Usher in Black Hair. Usher then was in The Faculty. He was in The Faculty with Josh Hartnett. Ooh. Josh Hartnett was in Halloween H2O with LL Cool J.
Mm-hmm.
And LL Cool J was in Into Deep with Omar Epps.
Mm-hmm.
It would seem that 6 degrees of separation is accurate. It's true. It's a real thing.
Okay.
You can connect anyone.
You seem very excited.
Point right on now. The board. Point on the boy.
Wasn't we supposed to do a whole timer?
All right, so that's round number one. We were supposed to do a timer. We were supposed to do a timer for, what was it? 120 seconds? 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think 60 seconds would be pushing it. But of course, y'all play along with us. try to figure it out. Let us know what we fucked up at or whatever movies or shows that might be easier connections between these two actors. But all right.
Who we have next?
Ready for round two.
Mm-hmm.
Next is 74 and 70. So that would be...
Wait. Skirt.
Snoop Dogg.
What are you using?
I'm using a random word, random number generator. And I have a list of the actors and I have a number next to their name.
Okay. I was going to say, how do you have it? Like the numbers next to their name, or is it like flipping their number and then their name is behind it or something?
I wish that would be way more dramatic. We have 74 and 70s, which is Snoop Dogg and John Witherspoon.
John Witherspoon.
Now.
From Friday? And Bone? Was
John
it
Witherspoon from... No, he was in Vampire in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, Vampire in Brooklyn. He was the neighbor, the guy across the street, in Friday. In the Wayne's Brothers show.
So let's
brothers.
Connecting John Witherspoon. We're happy and we're singing in with color. Giving a high five. Cut and break. Whatever the rest of the words are.
So you said Snoop Dogg and John Witherspoon.
Yes. Okay. So Snoop has been in, he's in Bones.
With Pam Grier. Also
Pam Grier, yeah.
Bianca, I think it's Bianca Lawson in it. Who else is in
She is in Bones.
Who else is in Bones?
Khalil Kane's fine ass. Merwin Mondesir Merwin Mondesir, whatever his name, he's fine too.
Yeah, he was on 17 again in the Lizard.
Merwin, there we go.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
He played Wade's boyfriend in Noah's Ark season 2. He was getting on my nerves though, but whatever.
Ooh, bitch, why do I got his name on here twice?
Who, Merwin?
Yes, I literally just looked and I saw it. His name is on here twice. So if this number comes up, I'll just have to think of somebody real quick to put in there.
I doubt it. All those people you put in. Okay, so we have them characters, right? And what other movies they were in. Also, what's her name? Catherine Isabel. She was in Freddy vs. Jason. She was in Ginger Snap. She was in a lot of movies.
Who's that?
She was in Ginger Snap. She played Ginger, the werewolf.
Oh, she's the girlfriend.
She's the girlfriend.
Yes. I forgot about that.
But who in these movies can we connect to somehow? John Witherspoon.
Bones, to Pam Grier, Bianca Lawson, Khalil Kane, Merwin Mondesir, and the name you just said. I don't remember. Ginger Snaps Girl.
Hold on.
John Witherspoon's been in Friday. Vampire in Brooklyn. I feel like Vampire in Brooklyn might be the connector. Because we also have Kadeem Hardison in Vampire in Brooklyn and Alan Payne.
Yeah, but who in Bones can we connect if that's the movie that we're using?
Snoop was also in Baby Boy, which we have Tyrese, Taraji P. Henson, AJ something. I forgot her name.
Wait. I think I got it. So John Witherspoon, I haven't seen this movie in a long time, but he was in Soul Plane. And Snoop Dogg was in Soul Plane too, right? Yes. That's the
connection. He was in Soul Plane.
Mm-hmm. Both.
Look at that. One movie.
Mm-hmm.
See? Point on the board.
With my
trusty. I wouldn't have thought of that. I forgot about Soul Plane.
I knew he was in Soul Plane. He wasn't he didn't have like a huge, huge role in that, John, but I remember he was like a blind person on there. And I remember Snoop Dogg was on there as well. So there you go. Okay. See, all black people do know each other, y'all.
Let's go to the next one, shall we? Next number. 72 and 57. What's with all these 70? 72. Debbie Morgan. Debbie 57. Paula J. Parker. So Debbie Morgan, why, we're thinking Eve's Paula. Bayou.
Okay. Hold on. Every time Paula J. Parker comes.
Paula J. Parker. Like, she was in. She was in Phone Booth when the guy got shot. She was like, "Yo, shot by the daddy. Yo, shot." But she was also in Get on the Bus.
She was on Friday. She was on Sprung.
Yes.
Finance Joe Torre.
Yes.
She was on Tales from the Hood.
Okay.
Tales from the Hood. She was on.
Yes. Okay. Tales from the Hood.
Mm hmm. So,
Debbie Morgan, Eve's Bayou, that's with Samuel L. Jackson, Lynn Whitfield, Journey Smollett, and Megan Good. There has to be a way to connect them.
All right, so I'm going to cheat a little bit because I don't know everything that Debbie Morgan has been in. I don't. I'm being honest. So I'm going to look on IMDb because I just know her from a couple of things, and that's hard for me. And I like her. But to be fair, she's on a lot of like TV stuff.
Which count? Okay. So
I mean, it does, yeah. But I'm not,
she was in Charm.
She was in Charm. I see. The Seer. She was in Coach Carter.
Mm.
She was in She's All That.
Oh, wow. Who is she in She's All That?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, that's what the information is confusing me even more.
Okay, sorry. So Paula J. Parker. So I think it would be easier to start with her, maybe Paula. But being as though okay, that Morgan so only had many movies, maybe it would be best to start with her because she has.
It might be TV easier credit. To start with her.
Yeah, she has more TV credits than movie credits. So,
Journey Smollett, Lovecraft mm-hmm. Country,
Lovecraft,
which Craft has Country. Actors.
Yes.
Ooh, this is hard. Wait a minute. Paula J, what's going on, girl? Okay, Paula J.
How are you blaming her? I'm blaming Morgan.
There's a lot of people. Well, nobody's getting blamed. I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to connect the co-workers.
That's the hard part. The people that
Get on the Bus has a lot of people on there. There's a lot of actors in Get on the Bus. So in Phone Booth, you have Colin Farrell.
So apparently, Debbie Morgan was on Power, the TV show Power.
She
was also in Power Book to Ghosts. She was in a Keisha Cole movie. She played Frankie. So who's in those things? She was in that. Oh yeah, Merry Little Christmas. So, let me look on Merry Little. Oh, wait, I got. Okay. Hold on. This probably won't count. This won't count. So, Debbie Morgan was in Merry Little Christmas with Kelly Rowland. It's like a little cute one of those like Lifetime Christmas movies that come on every year, right? And Kelly Rowland and Destiny Child sung the Proud Family theme, right? And Proud Family, Paula J. Parker was the mama who played Trudy. Y'all here? Y'all with me, right? So for me, that's the connection. Bam, we did it.
Okay.
I mean,
oh, look. Wait, Paul J. Parker is in Tales from the Hood also.
I said that.
Oh, I didn't hear it. There was too many movies.
I said that was one of the first things I said.
Okay, so Tales from the Hood, that connects to the little boy from Soul Food. Anybody in Soul Food and David Alan Grill? Any in the
Grill?
Anybody connects to someone who's worked with Samuel L. Jackson? There has to be a connection between Samuel L. Jackson and little boy from Soul Food. There has to be.
But why are you hung up on Samuel L. Jackson? Like, what is with Samuel L. Jackson?
Because he's been in the most stuff. He's been in the most thing. Samuel L. Jackson. Wait. Have Nia Long and Martin Lawrence be in something together?
They hit. Yes.
Big Mama's House. No, that was Jamie Foxx.
No, Big Mama's House.
Big Mama's House? Oh, okay. Okay, so we got it. We got it. So we got...
Are you not hearing me, bro?
We got...
Is the mic not on?
That's why I'm saying it was too many movies for me to think at the same time. So we got... Bitch, I forgot who the fuck the first person was now because I'm laughing. Debbie Morgan. Yeah. Debbie Morgan and Eve's Bayou connecting to Samuel L. Jackson. I'm lying. Debbie Morgan connecting to Lynn Whitfield in Eve's Bayou. Lynn Whitfield connecting to Martin in Thin Line Between Love and Hate. So then you're saying Martin and Nia Long in Big Mama's House. So that would put Nia Long with, oh God, Paul J. Parker. Oh my God, it was in my head.
Friday.
Yes.
Mike, Friday. Yes.
I heard you. Friday. Yes. Thank you. To Friday. And that links to Paula Parker. And we have completed the web, the 6 degrees of separation.
Honestly, I still think that was good, but I still think my version counted as well with Proud Family and all of that. But y'all, you didn't want to hear it. It's facts. Black culture.
Okay. Proud so we going by
like come
theme
on.
Songs too? Fine.
But they were a part of something iconic. We can do
theme songs as well.
Theme songs is a part of a show. Proud Family is huge and black.
Well, isn't that Disney Channel? I told you I didn't watch Disney Channel.
But I'm sure you know Proud Family, and you have to know that song. You've seen TikToks, YouTubes, whatever. You know,
I've heard of the Proud Family. I've heard of their family. Wow. Yes.
Wow. I'm going to send you this theme song because this is insane.
Isn't Solange you singing
and
me it?
We will always be tight, family, every single day and night. Even though we're acting like a fool, yeah. But it was Solange singing the lead. But then when they got into the chorus of the song, it was all of Destiny's Child.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And Paula Parker was in the studio with Destiny's Child. Okay, but you know what? We're gonna go with the other one too. We're gonna do both. Again, all
and Paul J. Parker was always also in Hollywood Divas, the reality show with Countess Vaughn. not Maya. That's not her real name.
Don't do that. Golden Brooks.
Damn. Golden Brooks. Yes. Okay, we already got the point. We're going to skip to the next.
Wait, we could have said...
give us something.
When we said Sprung, we could have said Tisha Campbell. And Tisha, because Tisha Campbell was in Sprung too. And
she was.
Tisha Campbell would have been connected to, because Tisha Campbell know everybody. She's connected to Martin. And Martin would
she be is connected to Martin.
Mm-hmm. And then Martin is connected to
Lynn Whitfield. And then Lynn Whitfield to Debbie Boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go, right there.
True. That would have been another one too.
Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Sorcery. So we got the next numbers are 31 and 99. Ooh. 99, Samantha Mumba. This is going to be hard.
No, no. Why are you even pair on?
I wanted a hard one on it. It's Samantha Mumba. Who's the other person? Samantha Mumba and Will Smith. This might be easy. It might actually be easy because the other person is Will Smith.
Samantha Mumba was that in the early 2000s, y'all. Like, a lot of people didn't know who she was, but she was out there doing her thing. She has some hits. So Will Smith, how are we going to connect this?
Will Smith makes it much easier because he's been with everybody. So,
all right, but Samantha Mumbo, like,
so the only other person,
like, she was in that one movie that we just
the only so she was in, right, Boy Eats Girl or something like that. Mm-hmm. But she was also in Time Machine with Orlando Bloom, and that's the only other actor I remember from that movie.
I've never seen it.
I mean, Orlando Jones.
You're mixing our black people with white people now, Mike. That's what we're doing.
I did. What's her name? What's her name on Abbott Elementary? I did what she does.
Oh,
she thinks somebody's black based on their name.
Yeah,
Moesha stepmama. Her.
Yes, she. Because even on Abbott Elementary, the recent one, she called the city girls, the town girls or something like that. The town women.
Town lady, town women,
the town women. That's what I'm gonna start calling them.
The going ahead and play twerk from the town women. Town women.
Yo,
oh shit,
I'm crying.
Okay, so Orlando Jones is on Samantha Mumba's side, and then the other person was Will Smith.
Yes.
Okay. Has Will Smith worked with Orlando Jones?
Wait. No. Wait, I don't know. I feel like Will Smith worked with everybody.
All right, so Orlando Jones, he's worked with David Duchovny in Evolution. He worked, who was also Julianne Moore was in that, right? And, Stifler. I don't remember his name. Stifler. He was in that too with Orlando Jones. From American Pie, Stifler.
Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. So.
Now. Julianne Moore. Dave Duchovny. And Stifler.
I mean, I am legend.
Oh, this is hard. It shouldn't be hard, but it is. Okay, Bad Boys. Let's try to work off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Lawrence. Taya Leone. Maybe we need to work off of Bad Boys, too. Gabrielle Union was also in that. Martin Lawrence.
Wait.
Oh, this is hard.
I'm looking. Orlando Jones was in a lot of stuff, clearly. He was also in Abbott Elementary, which we were just talking about. And obviously, we got some people on there that probably... Did anybody from Abbott work with Will Smith on that show? Besides Moesha Stepmama?
Moesha Mama was in... She was in Sister Act 2, which has a lot of people that we might be able to work off of. We have I know what you did last summer.
Brandy.
You got it?
Oh. No, I was Brandy. Looking because you saw you said I know what you did last summer. Not I still know what you did last summer. I'm going through IMDb again because again, child, I need help of movies. And Orlando Jones was in the movie I Think I Love My
Wife.
Didn't
even give us a chance.
I Think I Love My Wife.
With Chris Rock.
And Chris Rock is in it. And we already know Chris Rock and Will Smith. but if you don't want to count that, because that's not like a movie, that's just an interaction they had with each other. Orlando Jones was also on Drumline.
Oh, he was. That's Nick Cannon, Zoe Saldana. Who the fuck else was in that? Neo. Was that Neo or was that the other movie? That was the other movie.
Yeah, I don't think she was in that.
Nick Cannon, Zoe Saldana. Zoe Saldana has been in a lot as well.
Fred.
Zoe Saldana, I don't think so.
She wasn't in Crash? Who was in Crash? And I'm getting them confused.
Tandy Newton. Tandy Newton was in Crash. Yes. I think that was Tandy Newton.
Hold on.
Okay. Is Will Smith connected to Tandy Newton? Well, where did we get Crash?
No, I said crash.
I need a piece of paper.
I said crash because I thought Zoe Saldana was in that movie, but she's not apparently. So we can take crash out.
These were supposed to be 120 seconds. So we have Samantha Mumba to Will Smith.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I forgot we were talking about Samantha Mumba. I'm thinking we...
This is a horrible Black History Month episode. Oh, my God. Okay. So Samantha Mumba, she connects to Orlando Jones. Right. Okay. 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 Will Smith connects to a lot of fucking Eva Mendes. He was also in the superhero movie with all them people in it. He was in a superhero movie with Octavia Spencer. No, lying. Not Octavia Spencer. Oh my God. The other one, Viola Davis.
Oh, the Suicide Squad.
Viola Davis. Yes.
I think my audio is a little sluggish on your end.
Orlando Jones was in Evolution with Julianne Moore. All right. Also, Stifler. Stifler was in a movie with The Rock. Is there a way we can use that? The Rock has also been a lot of people.
The Rock. Him and Will Smith never been in a movie together.
I don't think so, but they both work with so many people that I would imagine they have to be connected. The Rock has worked. Ooh, what has he been? The Mummy Returns. That Black Adam movie.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, he's a movie star. Why can't I think of them damn movies with him in it?
Wait. All right, so we're talking about The Rock right now. And how did we get to The Rock again?
Yeah. Samantha Mumba and Orlando Jones are in the time machine.
Okay.
Orlando Jones and Stifler are in the movie Evolution together.
Okay.
Stifler and The Rock are in, I don't know the name of the movie, but they're in another country. There's whips and shit. It's an action movie.
Okay.
One, two. So that's three connections so far. So we have to do it within three more. So The Rock, who else? So The Rock was in How Did I Get Married or Why Did I Get Married 2. He was in the very end of that.
Oh, child, when Janet see him and she had that big ass smile on her face.
Yeah.
All right, but The Rock was in so many other things. Why would you think of Why Did I Get That Little Ass Kid?
But I'm trying to think of movies with a lot of people. All right, so if we do Why Did I Get Married 2?
Hold on.
With who?
The Rock has a catalog of movies. I mean, obviously, Fast and the Furious. Black Adam, he has... what's his name? Let me go through this cast real quick. This is not helping me. Why is it not working? Why are you doing this?
Because Why Pierce Did I Get Married 2 was with
Pierce Brosnan, who was in also Mrs. Was he in Mrs. Doubtfire? Sally Fields, man. And he was like, and who else is in there? Henry Cavill, Aldous Hodge.
He is in that.
Yeah. He had like a mini little something. Aldous Hodge.
I think we failed this one. It's been too much time.
I'm stubborn. We're gonna get this. We're gonna get this.
Samantha Mumba to Orlando Jones. Orlando Jones to Stifler. Stifler to The Rock. The Rock to Janet. Janet to... She and Will Smith have to be connected through somebody. What movies have Janet been in?
Janet and who?
Will Smith.
I'm sorry.
There has to be an actor. Think of For Colored Girls. For Colored Girls has a lot of people in it.
All right. I'm thinking of Poetic Justice. Regina King. Regina King worked with a lot of people.
Okay.
Regina King. What else? Nutty Professor. Janet Jackson was in Nutty Professor Part 2. With Will Smith. Not Will Smith. Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
Work with Will Smith.
Have they been in a movie together? Eddie Murphy, Will Smith?
I know him and Martin had. Well, that's the...
He wasn't...
There you go. So Eddie Murphy worked with Martin Lawrence on that gel movie, Life. I think it's Life. And Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. There you go. Because of Bad Boys.
All right, let's see if this is within six.
That's not.
Orlando
that's
Jones.
Too, that's too much.
Stifler.
It's
The
not.
Rock. Janet. Eddie. Martin. That's one extra one to Will Smith. Mm-hmm. Damn.
And I'm sure it is probably, it could have been
Orlando
less.
Jones, you don't know The Rock?
Damn.
We failed, y'all. We failed.
We failed that one. We could do another
one. So if y'all know any way of connecting Samantha Mumba and Will Smith within 6 degrees of movies or less, go ahead and let us know.
This is what you wanted. You wanted to throw Samantha Mumba ass in here, and tomorrow I wanted a hard one. Like, what?
What? Because of you, we did it. It just wasn't six. And I'm sure there is one within six. We just can't think of it. There's so many combinations to think about.
There's a lot.
Next numbers.
Yes.
47 and 21. 47 is Journey Smollett.
Mm-hmm.
21 is Anthony Anderson.
Didn't they do something together?
Journey Smollett to Anthony Anderson.
Journey.
Is Anthony Lovecraft?
No. Journey was. Okay. Because she's more than Lovecraft Country. She's obviously East Bayou. She's on True Blood. She was in Temptation, Tyler Perry's Temptation with Brandy and Lance Gross.
Anthony Anderson was in Barbershop, Scream, or damn, what else was he in?
Who,
well, he's
Anderson?
Also on Blackish because we Blackish. Said we're going to include TV shows. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, so Anthony Anderson.
Okay, who are we starting with? From? Anthony or
I would say Journey because I feel like Anthony, even though Journey's been around for a long time, Anthony's catalog is a little bit bigger.
And remember, Journey was also in Eve's Bayou, which Samuel L. Jackson, Megan Good.
So we're just going to exclude
Whitfield and Debbie Moore.
We're going to exclude Samuel L. Jackson because I feel like that he's always going to be the key one to be getting these, and that's going to be unfair since he has. So we're not going to include him right now.
I don't know. It was rough for us the last time,
but we made it work. But I feel like this might be a little easy. Hold on,
Journey.
So Journey, she was again with I'm trying to think of more of her recent stuff because Anthony Anderson, even though he's been around for a long time, like he's big right now and he's working with a lot of people. So Journey again did Temptation with Tyler Perry, with Brandy, Lance Gross.
Okay, Brandy, Lance Gross.
Maybe neither one of them has a connection to who connects to Tracy Ellis
Tyler
Ross?
Perry in that or no?
Has anybody worked with Tracy Ellis Ross?
Tracy Ellis Ross was in a Tyler Perry movie, actually. She was in a Tyler Perry movie.
Which one?
You know I don't remember her name, but she's from
his actors. So this would be easy.
It's with Gabrielle Union. Daddy's Little Girls with Gabrielle Union. Idris Elba.
Who else is in there?
Laquita. Something Jenkins from the Steve Harvey Show. We went from Journey to who again? Who was the other person we connected Journey to?
I said,
Lance Gross. Oh, it was Tracy Ellis Ross. Where did we get Tracy from?
No, the only reason why I said, because Tracy, I feel like she works with a lot of people, so she's the middle, because obviously Tracy and Anthony work with each other on Blackish. Who did Tracy work with that was somehow connect and go, I'm working backwards now. Sorry. So, Journey was also on Birds of Prey. I forgot about that. The Harley Quinn joint with Rosie T-word. Perez, Margot Robbie. So who?
Damn. Can we count Ghostface as a character or person?
Who?
Because then I think we got it. If we count Ghostface, we got it already.
How?
There's Journey to...
Oh, Margot. Not Margot.
The one playing Margot Robbie. She was in Scream with Ghostface. Was she? And Ghostface was in...
No, she wasn't.
She wasn't that... Is
That's Samara Weaving.
Who's in that the was in opener? Scream 6. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Damn. That's what I'm like, wait, Margot Robbie was
in my defense, they look exactly alike.
They have similar
qualities. They look exactly alike.
They have similar features, yes. Okay, Journey was also on Roll Bounce.
Now I'm confused in the movie.
She was also on Roll Bounce with Bow Wow, Nick Cannon, Megan Good.
Megan Good was in The Marriage Movie with Paula Patton and Laz Alonso. Jumping the Broom.
Okay.
And that gives us Angela Bassett, the actress who plays her sister from Half and Half. Who else was there?
Wait, play whose sister?
Angela Bassett's sister in Jumping the Broom is the one of the moms in Half and Half.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say Angela Bassett was not in Half and Half.
Big Dee Dee.
Okay.
We apologize, y'all, for this episode. This is very unconventional. It's a fail. Okay.
What do you mean? This is fun.
Let's see. Big Dee Dee, Jumping the Broom, Laz Alonso, or Paula Patton to Anthony Anderson, or Little Romeo to Anthony.
Has Vanessa Williams worked with Anthony Anderson on anything?
The problem is I'm having trouble thinking of movies Anthony Anderson has been. But maybe we need to work off of Blackish.
Okay.
Vanessa Williams, is she connected to somebody on Blackish?
Journey Smollett worked with Vanessa Williams also on Temptation. Vanessa Williams worked with you said from who? On what? You just named it.
What?
You said Vanessa Williams worked with somebody just now. And I just lost.
No, it. I was asking. Vanessa Williams with.
Oh, I thought you meant like she worked with Tracee Ellis Ross. I was about to say that's a connection right there. All right. So, okay.
I was asking if she worked with Lawrence Fishburne.
So Vanessa Williams was on, obviously, Soul Food. She worked on a lot of things. She got Nia Long. You got, you know, Vivica Fox. Vivica Fox, did she work with Anthony Anderson on anything?
I don't know.
Mike, you should never drunk that wine. I need your brain today.
I don't know. Vivica Fox, she was in a lot. Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Is there a connection there? Layla Rashawn, Halle Berry. Ah! Crazy.
So did Anthony Anderson ever work with... Okay, here we go. This is going to be crazy, but... Well, not too crazy. So, Journey Smollett worked with Vanessa Williams on Temptation. There you go. Vanessa Williams was on Johnson's Family Vacation with Cedric the Entertainer. Cedric the Entertainer worked with Anthony Anderson on Barbershop. There you go.
That sounds so simple when you just said it like that, too.
Johnson Family Vacation.
There we go. Cedric, we got it.
Steve Harvey, Solange, Bow Wow. You have all of them on there. So we got it right there. So, yeah. Let's just do one more and then we're done. This episode is not a fail. What are you talking about? It's just a lot of thinking, which I knew what was going to happen.
Oh, Lord. All right. Numbers 23 and 87. 23, Angela Bassett.
Oh, God.
But that gives us some wiggle room.
Mm-hmm.
Number 87 is... Damn, Kelly, how many times your ass gonna show up?
There's no way to X them out. Like, after they done, they should be done. Justice for Kelly Rowland. She's like, bitch, it's about me.
I mean, I could switch. Let's try this. Let me change the number.
Do a different number.
14. That will be Khalil Kane from Bones, Girlfriend, etc., etc. Juice.
So Khalil Kane and Angela Bassett.
Let's see how we connect these two black actors who have been in horror movies together within 6 degrees or less.
Okay.
I feel like we should start with Khalil Kane.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in Juice, Tupac, Omar Epps. I don't remember the other guy's name. Queen Latifah.
I forgot she was in
there. She's in Juice.
Yeah. UNITY. Someone else
that Omar Epps is with, but I forgot. Who you calling that bitch? Okay, so if we operate off of that.
So we're working off of Juice. Khalil Kane.
Juice. I need the visual representation to be able to do this. So Juice, I have a piece of paper. So Khalil Kane with Juice, we have Queen Latifah, who I'm thinking probably set it off or something, which is Jada, Vivica, and
Kimberly Elise.
Kimberly Elise. Okay. Any connections between Angela, Kimberly, Jada, or Vivica?
It's so crazy because when you just named all those actresses, I would have thought that like they would have worked together. But now I'm like, they haven't worked together?
I'm sure there's something, we just don't know it. There's that few roles. You got to think about, they're probably, a lot of them are going for the same role.
Yeah.
Which there are not that many in the same movie. Well, maybe not mainstream anyway. Is Angela Bassett connected to anyone in
which movie you want to do for Miss Angie, Angela Bassett? If you want to start with her, because she's been
in
more.
What is she in that has a lot of people?
Everything. Boys in the Hood. American Horror
Story Coven gives us a lot of people.
Familiar black faces in Boys in the Hood. Black Panther.
But it's House, Khalil Kane.
Khalil. See, that's the thing. Khalil hasn't been in anything.
Be harder.
Yeah. And he hasn't been in anything for a very long time.
Girlfriend. But people he's been with have. So he's been on Girlfriends with Tracy.
And Tracy's been on something. Yeah.
Blackish. Oh, okay.
You got it.
Khalil Kane is with, wait, who's he with Juice? I forgot who that connection. Wait, Angela Bassett with, oh my God, it went out of my head. There's too many fucking things popping in my head right now.
So Khalil from Juice.
Boy, Angela Bassett to Lawrence Fishburne.
Okay.
Lawrence Fishburne, and that's from Blackish. Lawrence Fishburne, Tracy Ellis Ross, Girlfriend. Tracy Ellis Ross, the Khalil Kane, Girlfriend.
Oh, okay. So we did it. There you go. Damn.
Woo! My head is hurting.
This is getting your brain to work, though. It's a lot of thinking. It's so crazy because I would think a Vampire in Brooklyn. I used to always get Alan Payne and Khalil mixed up. I used to think those were the same people. They're both fine. They're both fine. Yeah.
Interesting.
They're both fine, but I used to always think they were the same. Mm-hmm. So I was about to say, well, they're in the same movie. Then I thought, I'm like, no, that's Alan Payne.
So with Khalil, I don't believe I've seen his buttocks in a movie. Alan Payne was in even though I believe that's not his actual ass. It's not his actual ass. I think it's somebody else's. But yes, it's a body double, I believe. But I distinctly remember him being in that for that reason.
It's so funny because this should just be called Samuel L. Jackson's Sixth Degree, because I forgot Samuel L. Jackson was in Juice as well.
He was also in School Days with Lawrence Fishburne, a bunch of people.
Yes. He's literally connected to all of Black Hollywood. It's insane. Woo. Let me see what else Khalil was in.
All right, y'all.
I'm curious. Khalil was in,
Bones.
Love Jones.
Oh, he was in Love Jones.
Mm-hmm. We could have said.
We got all this history.
Yeah.
Or we had all these years. What do we have? You keep talking about all these years, Marvin. It was Marvin. That's his name, Marvin.
So.
And he was mad that Neil Long didn't get some more cereal.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, we're all connected, people.
We are connected. So, guys, even though this is technically not like, I mean, there's some horror people in here, but this wasn't an horror episode, but this is just to show love to.
Technically, these are all people who've been in horror movies.
That's true.
That was the birth of it. They were all actors, Black actors in horror movies, and we just had to try to connect them through six movies or less, which of course majority of them were not any horror movie.
Right.
But it's just getting the brain working. It's a little teaser for y'all to do on Monday.
Yeah. I think this was fun. It required us to think a lot and actually, you know, try to find these movies and the connections. But it's the more you know. I had fun doing this. So
this has been a very unorthodox episode of People Under the Scare.
Y'all like us
during Black History Month. There are way more Black actors and actresses in horror than we realize, because when I was doing this list, I was having to try to narrow it down. Let us know if you have any give us two actors in horror that you would like us to do this with on like Instagram or something. So like send us two names.
Not even that. See
if we can connect.
I feel like for even our next episode, like if we want to take a break from Who Said That and somebody want to give us something, maybe we should just do it not like all the rounds, but just those two actors for like that first segment, and then we can go on to talking about our show. So I don't mind talking about it on the show and shout whoever out. I think that would be fun.
Thank you for tuning in to People Under the Scares, your go-to podcast for all things horror. Stay connected with us on social media to continue the conversation. We love hearing from you all. If you're craving more bone-chilling content, be sure to subscribe to our podcast and never miss an episode. Until next time, which will be next Monday, we will be joined by Andre at Dre3K on Twitter and Instagram if you're interested. And he will be joining us for Leprechaun 1.
I got a crank in me neck.
Stay spooky, but remember, there's always something lurking in the shadow. This is People Under the Scares. Signing off.
Peace out.
Scared.